This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back here, folks, and our next guest is someone everyone is familiar with. We have him on the show quite a bit. Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana. He always finds time for us, and we appreciate same. And he is one of the biggest cheerleaders for the tourism and hospitality industry, not only for the New Orleans metro area, but throughout the state of Louisiana to try and increase these numbers. Billy, let's start with how important is National Travel and Tourism Week?
Well, it's a big part of our tourism industry. They stay longer. They spend more money. They don't just go see New Orleans. They'll go see two, three states, but they see a lot of cities and towns in every state. So it's a big part. The Canadian market is really hurting. We've had many of we go every 5 years to the Congre. The next year, they come to Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Which is this year. Most of those groups have canceled. I've had many conference calls, and they still love Louisiana, but the people just aren't coming because of the 51st state and the tariffs, and it's just a bad time, and we're hoping we can get this solved quickly and get back because that's a big part of our market.
It's hard to bounce back from hiccups, right? I mean, it's hard to reestablish. It's a very competitive business. You see this a lot as you travel around the country. You visit with other lieutenant governors. Along that front, what are other lieutenant governors saying about where they see this tourism industry and travel industry going in their states?
Well, you know, we hit way above our weight for our size, the number of people that come to Louisiana, and a lot of those states wish they had the food, the music, but the 400 fairs and festivals that we have, a great tool in our toolbox. But they're concerned. I just got back from a conference, both Republicans and Democrats, about these tariffs and how they could affect long term if we don't get them solved and put behind us international travel. You know, we had just gotten a grant to go to three new international markets, India, Spain, Italy. And India was the number two international travel to America last year. Great market for us. And so we've kind of looking at it and saying, you know, how much do we invest there, knowing the attitude right now of the foreign visitor. So I'm hoping we can get this put behind us and something gets resolved so we can get back to welcome those people.
A lot of times we have to pivot and have people travel from, you know, within 60, 70, 80 miles. And it's important that we keep that alive and well. How is that going?
No, we exactly right. No, what we've done is we're looking at the drive market, especially when we have delays with flights and things that cause at the airlines. We always make a big push when that happens, when people look at, hey, I'm not going to go stand in line and get my flight canceled. So we make a big push in the drive market. We've been very successful. I'll tell you, the mountain bike trail and the horseback riding, the private-public partnership at Boca Chica, we get 1,000 people from 15 states every month there. They stay in hotels all the way to Amite. They'll come to New Orleans just to ride that mountain bike trail, which is the number two mountain bike trail in the country now.
Wow.
So we're using...
How did that happen so fast?
Just a great partner. And you know, we're looking for partners in all of our state parks, Resort Conference Center at Fontainebleau. We're talking to some groups now. But we're going to make our park something. People want to travel and do the outdoors. And we're going to make our park second to none, where they're an attraction to come to Louisiana and then enjoy the food, the music.
Instead of a burden. I mean, truly, the way that we looked upon them for many, many years was that they were just a burden.
And now we have seven actually making a profit. And I see a day when all of our parks can generate millions of dollars for the state.
Well, they each have their own unique characteristics and beauty, right? But you gotta market it, you gotta highlight it, you gotta educate people about what it is.
Well, in respect to the last lieutenant governor, the governor swept all the money generated for 8 years from the parks. And so they had no money, they were falling apart. Matter of fact, you know, I was told you have to close some, they're in bad shape. But our sheriffs really stepped up with volunteers and work release prisons to help us fix things and keep them open. And now, thanks to the support with the legislature and getting our numbers up, we topped 2 million visitors for the first time ever at our state parks. And they just continue to generate. We've got the best fishing. We're building special needs playgrounds, which has been a big hit with this track chair. We can take your child out of a wheelchair, put in a track chair, and go into the woods. Those things are booked every weekend at no cost to their family to use those things. So we're making our parks inviting to the special needs community that has really changed lives of many of these young people.
It's good to hear that because, you know, as we're putting a product out there, and you and I have talked about this before, you don't always hit home runs, but you can hit singles every day, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, somebody was telling me, why did we get out the Macy's Parade? Well, we had a 3-year contract, and the last year they were running behind, they didn't even let our performers sing. They zipped by. So we got to get a return on investment. The Rose Parade, we knock it out the park. We have a satellite truck, and we interview from 5 in the morning to 10 at night. Everybody in the country like to see how they build a float. We give it to them. We just ask for 5 minutes at the morning show to talk about Louisiana, the food. And so that thing, we get $25 to $40 million return on our investment for less than $1 million. So we great everything we do to make sure we get the most return. And we make some mistakes, and
sure,
we pivot and go in a different direction.
Well, you take risk.
I absolutely
mean, they don't all pay off, right? As long as they're calculated risks on the front end, but you don't control everything.
No, it's and I tell you, working with New Orleans and Company, and I see you got Steve Perry coming in.
Yeah.
When I first got elected, Steve, his first job was working for my dad in Baton Rouge. And he said, you know, Billy, we got a real problem the way the rest of the state feels about New Orleans. And I've made an effort to spend as much time in North Louisiana as I do in South. And we hired a team to go around the country and bring sporting events. We had Olympic trials in Shreveport for volleyball, for golf. We had the Dizzy Dean World Series in Ruston. I made an all-out effort to make sure we're promoting all of Louisiana. And I tell you, that advice from Steve was incredible, because now we don't get any pushback when we try to get funding for big events like Super Bowl and the Final Fours in New Orleans, and we have to fund those events. The rest of the legislators in the state don't, you know, yell and scream and say New Orleans gets everything, because they're getting their fair share of tourism money, and we sponsor every event in every corner of the state. And that was great advice from Steve Perry when I first got elected.
You know, and I just had this conversation with Walt Leger, is that you're bringing together some of the fiercest competitors here locally, you know, the different brands of hotels, the different restaurants, the different this, the different that, the same thing with all these respective communities across the state. Yes, we're all one, but we're competing, right? And you got to do, you got to share, and you got to promote each other, because the tide will ultimately rise for everyone.
And New Orleans and Company has done a great job at knowing when people come to New Orleans, we want them to know there's more to Louisiana than just New Orleans. Because you come back to New Orleans so many times, if you don't venture out and see other things, and every time you come, you can venture out, if you got an hour, an extra day, to go see other parts of Louisiana. They've been a great partner in doing that. And we recently put some screens in a booth in the convention center. So when you're here for a convention, you can go see and get brochures for other parts of the state and see those beautiful videos of all the other great things to see in Louisiana.
Yeah, I've seen that. Obviously, still trying to deal with issues in the French Quarter. I know you've been very active in that respect, wanting to make sure that what we've been able to accomplish through this heavy holiday season where we had a lot of events to include Taylor Swift, Super Bowl. We've talked about that a million times. And keeping that momentum going, what do you see there?
Well, you know, early on, I had an agreement with the mayor to manage the quarter separately. Like we talked about San Diego, Nashville. It's such an asset to the whole state. And there's not enough voters in the quarter to ever make it really get the funding and the backing by the council. They got their own districts, and they've got to get reelected. So I'm hoping the next mayor will work with us to make that a historical district that we can manage with residents and businesses, much like they do in other areas, to make it the prime jewel it should be. I tell you, state police and New Orleans police working with those new crime cameras. If you go into my museum where we gave them an office, and they're catching people in real time, facial recognition, before they commit the crimes, they're taking criminals off the street.
Absolutely.
And we already see the difference in the quarter. I was down there for Super Bowl and French Quarter Fest, and I felt safe. And that's something you hadn't felt in a long time. And you're hearing it from the shop owners. There's a breath of fresh air going into this next year with the mayor's race. You know, we got a little pushback on this garbage contract, which was absolutely ridiculous. It's the quarter's cleaner than it's ever been. And we don't want to take that momentum away.
No doubt, for sure. Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor for the great state of Louisiana, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We truly appreciate it, and have a great week.
You too. Great to be with you, Noah.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.